Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, January 15th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy each weekday morning to prepare and share these messages through various means over the internet, including today's podcast, regardless of when you may be listening to it. Today's message is titled, The Grace Outlook. The scripture text is from 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 4.
Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring.
In a prayer service Sunday evening, I prayed with a man I did not know. He was sitting behind me, and when we were encouraged together with others to pray, Brooksine went in one direction, joining some ladies in front of us, and I turned around and prayed with Nick. In the course of our prayer and brief fellowship that followed, he shared with me that just 4 months ago his wife died after a lengthy 5-year illness with a progressively debilitating neurological disease, during which time he cared for her. It was obvious that he was still in the grieving process, but he expressed such faith in the goodness of the Lord and shared how his church had rallied around him during his most difficult trial. I always like to hear good things about the Lord and the local church. He shared with me how God's grace had sustained him through the lengthy illness, and how in the period of grief following her death, God had spoken to him again and again. I shared with him how we can store up, or I should say, we can't store up or anticipate when we will need grace, but God just seems to dispense according to our need.
Well, today we want to consider a spiritual principle known as the grace outlook. Each day, we can look at the problems and challenges we face in life and make that our major focus, which many do. And we certainly have and still periodically do. It's something that we struggle with, but we're growing. Or we can focus on God's blessings expressed in our lives through His abundant grace. And that's the choice we want to make daily.
Paul, in our daily text, is writing to the young Thessalonian church. He expressed, quote, among God's churches we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. In typical New Testament usage, persecutions and trials would have been referring to the serious consequences they were experiencing as they took a stand for Christ, not the relatively minor annoyances of life that are all too commonplace in times of peace and prosperity. Of course, many of our brothers and sisters are experiencing this New Testament level of persecution. Today, some readers and listeners are experiencing tremendous trials as well. Yesterday, I received a note concerning a friend named Tony, who passed away after a difficult battle with cancer, and is presently processing the loss, as are his co-workers, whom I am acquainted with many of them anyway. Just this morning, in preparing this message, I also spoke to a friend named Bill, who shared with me about a mutual friend named Dave, who recently has been diagnosed with a serious form of cancer.
But we feel the principal truth of the grace outlook can apply regardless of the duration or severity of the trials we incur throughout life. Paul ends the first chapter of 2 Thessalonians with a prayer in which he asks the Father to fulfill His good purpose in their lives as they are prompted by faith to do His will. This is in chapter 1, verse 12. He writes, "We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ."
Well, I like that verse, and today I prepared a photo and made it in a size that is suitable for a desktop-sized photo on your computer with a beautiful mountain stream with that verse overlaid it. Beautiful truth. And it's our prayer for our readers and listeners today. In having a grace outlook, we seek to constantly view life as a gift of God and see His hand at work in every circumstance every day. That's why, wherever we live, whatever we are going through, we can truly declare, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." We challenge you to do that today.
Let's pray. Father, we rejoice in this day because you made it, and you also made us. We are your handiwork, and we desire to please you and be considered worthy of our calling. May you fulfill your good purpose in our lives and make us useful to your kingdom this day. Amen.
Amen. Roxanne, I know you wrote an additional note today, I see. Typically, we have a tandem process in preparing these messages. I begin, then Roxanne edits my work and adds thoughts. Today, I'm looking over the final thought that she added. I'm going to ask her to share that as well.
As we practice a grace outlook in the midst of testing, sometimes the theme of holding on is simply another expression for I'm enduring. Often I ask people, and this is especially true as we go through our chaplaincy in the different companies, and I'll say, how are you doing? And they respond with, I'm holding on. Well, my sincere comeback is usually, well, just don't let go. I somehow envision a person holding on to a rod extended from one side of a deep canyon to the other. And the thought of that person letting go is devastating. So that's why I often use a comeback when I hear the oft-repeated expression, I'm holding on. And this morning I read the lyrics of a song that I've never heard sung, but it may be of encouragement to some of you today who are listening. Maybe you even know this song. It's written by Ruth Tracy, but capture these words. I found the secret of success. 'Tis holding on. 'Tis holding on. The way to every blessedness. 'Tis holding on. 'Tis holding on. Our warfare may be hard and fierce. Oft Satan's arrows wound and pierce. But still we get more smiles than tears. By holding on. By holding on. If full salvation you would gain, keep holding on. Keep holding on. To conquer sins that bring you pain, keep holding on. Keep holding on. God loves to give the better part, not unto those who only start, but those who seek with all their heart, and then in faith, keep holding on.
Amen. That's a beautiful, beautiful poem, and it sounds like it's a song as well. I'd like to hear it. Well, thanks for joining us today, podcast listeners, on Tuesday, January 15th, 2008, when we prepared the message anyway. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. I mentioned we had a photo on the site today. In fact, I have several more photos of our trip we made last week to the Great Smoky Mountains. Also have several songs we suggest today. Songs, not surprisingly, that deal with God's grace. That was a major theme of our message today, in having a grace outlook. And may you each have that outlook today, in the name of Jesus.